Leviticus chapter 20 verse 7, Vayikra Perkaf Pasuk Zayin. Vehit kadishtem, viyitem kedoshim, ki ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall consecrate yourselves and be holy, for I am the Lord your God. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Vehit kadishtem, so you shall consecrate yourselves. Note that the verb here, kadash, means to consecrate or sanctify, but it's in the hitpa'el form, or self-reflexive form, which indicates that it's our responsibility to sanctify ourselves before the Lord. So we translate vihit kadishtem as, so you shall consecrate yourselves, or you shall sanctify yourselves. So let's continue. Vihitem, and you shall be kadashim, that is set apart or sanctified. So this first part of the verse, vihit kadishtem, vihitem kadashim, means, so you shall consecrate yourselves, and you shall be made holy. And here I think we see the divine human cooperative. As we make an effort to sanctify ourselves, to place the Lord before us, so God is revealed to us. As we draw near to God, so God draws near to us. As we choose to see His glory, so His glory shall be seen. According to your faith be it done unto you. And now the verse continues, Ki ani, for I am, Adonai, the Lord, Elohechem, your God. In several places in Scripture, we read, You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. And that's part of the upward call of knowing God and being the Beloved. You're drawn into God's life, you sanctify yourself and are made holy, and you're made one with God's heart. You share His vision, His passion, as you walk in relationship with Him. So with that in mind, let's review our verse now. Vehit kadishtem, viyitem kedoshim, ki ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall consecrate yourselves and be holy, for I am the Lord your God.